North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, and this is North Shore Today. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell.
Rick, today we'll start our coverage of the coronavirus with a slightly different twist. But in a way, in the big picture, this may be the biggest story of the coronavirus: the hard work and dedication of first responders and essential workers. Let's take our cue from Governor Charlie Baker.
I want to say thank you to the nurses and doctors and frontline medical workers and first responders for all that they do. I want to say thank you to our National Guard for getting out there every single day and providing support to our men and women in public safety and fire and EMS. And to the public sector workers at the state, federal, and local level, I want to thank you all for showing up and serving. And to all those essential workers who work with essential businesses that do very important things to keep people in Massachusetts healthy and safe, God bless and thank you for all you do as well.
And of course, all the people working in the grocery stores and the pharmacies and wherever to try to keep our lives going as best that we can. Meanwhile, the governor yesterday in Boston announced that the non-essential business ban would continue for a few more weeks.
I'm announcing an extension of the timeline for all non-essential businesses to keep their physical workplaces and facilities closed to all workers, customers, and the public until May 4th. This new designation on essential services will take effect tomorrow, April 1st, at noon. This order also extends the 10-person limit on social gatherings until May 4th as well. With these extensions, we're issuing an updated list of businesses and organizations that provide essential services and workforces related to COVID-19 that will continue to operate during this time period.
Governor Charlie Baker.
The Gloucester Department of Public Works has made some changes to help things going as smoothly as possible, according to its Assistant Director, Joe Lucido.
Gloucester DPW right now is trying to keep things business as usual, and we've done a handful of modifications. The way we, run business today, that the gates of the front yard are shut. There's no public access anymore, but we're still running the same crews that we normally would. We have modified shifts running, so we're running like a 50-50 shift. So we have guys that are not seeing each other. So if by chance someone within the department were to be, contract a disease or the virus, I should say, that we're not exposing everyone, which would potentially cripple public works. And as you all know, public works provides essential services for folks, and we need to be able to keep those services running. So we're doing no different than a lot of the other city departments. We're doing a lot of our business online, and we do have people manning the phones. So we have some folks remotely answering phones, making phone calls, but our trucks are still rolling every day. We have crews on the streets. Coming off of a slow winter, we thought we were in great shape because we were going to jump on these ball fields and get everything ready to go. And then, of course, 3 weeks ago, the brakes got slammed on us. And so now we're kind of, each week we kind of get together and say, okay, where do we go from here? And it's a learning curve for all of us. I mean, none of us have seen anything like this.
Gloucester's Assistant DPW Director, Joe Lucido.
Colleges forced to switch to online-only courses because of the coronavirus are now offering reimbursements on housing and other fees and services students no longer are using. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that Salem State University announced this week that students will be reimbursed for housing, meal plans, and parking charges tied to services lost over the coronavirus outbreak. Quote, our goal is to get the refunds in the hands of the students by May 1st, at the latest, said Bonnie Galinsky, the Associate Vice President for Enrollment and Management at Salem State. Folks have lost a lot, lost their jobs, and are struggling with other expenses. Meanwhile, at Montserrat College in Beverly, they've offered its students something similar. According to Kurt Steinberg, their president, housing charges are being prorated, he said, and further refunded to all those who aren't able to come back.
Newburyport residents and businesses have responded to the challenge of the current emergency by volunteering in big numbers, according to Newburyport Mayor Donna Holliday.
It's incredible. I mean, I can't say enough about, you know, our community and how they step up. And within 24 hours of setting up requests for people who would be willing to volunteer, you know, we had, I think, 250 people sign up. And we don't have enough places for all those people at this point. But just the fact that interest and willingness to support, we're setting up backup, for example, for Meals on Wheels drivers, and, you know, reached out to people, and they have stepped up to do that, and people helping with the grab-and-go meals and asking people to buy gift cards and, you know, give them to neighbors or friends or those in need. And so we're collecting a nice stockpile of gift cards, and we're trying to get gas cards and asking people to call and let us know your situation. We'll help to get resources to you. So that's something I really, really care about in our community, and the fact that people are reaching out, going shopping for each other and checking on their neighbors, and people are making phone calls and, you know, checking on people who are senior or isolated. So, you know, those are all really important things that will really help us to get through, you know, another month plus of this.
That's Newburyport Mayor Donna Holliday.
Workers at Lynn's General Electric Aviation Plant held protests on Monday and Tuesday, citing the company's failure to address their health and safety concerns at the factory amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Gayla Colley of the Daily Item of Lynn writes that the demonstrations come days after an employee was sent home from work after reporting that he was exposed to the coronavirus through a family member, and a week after the company announced that it was laying off 10% of its aviation workforce. Meanwhile, in other news from the Item today, Anne-Marie Tobin writes that the town of Linfield has a new superintendent of schools. The school committee announced Monday night that Swampscott resident Kristen Vogel has been chosen to succeed outgoing superintendent Jane Tremblay. The announcement was made following Zoom interviews and the finalists Vogel and Reading Assistant Superintendent of Schools Christine M. Kelly. Vogel comes to Linfield from Tewksbury High, where she has served as principal for the past 6 years. She is slated to start July 1 in Linfield.
From Tartalk.com, scammers are leveraging the COVID-19 pandemic to steal your money, your personal information, or both, according to Senator Bruce Tarr. Don't let them. Protect yourself and do your research before clicking on links purporting to provide information on the virus. Donating to a charity online or through social media, contributing to a crowdfunding campaign, purchasing products online, or giving up your personal information in order to receive money or other benefits. The FBI advises you to be on the lookout for the following: fake CDC emails. Watch out for emails claiming to be from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, or other organizations claiming to offer information on the virus. Do not click links or open attachments you do not recognize. Fraudsters can use links and emails to deliver malware to your computer to steal personal information or to lock your computer and demand payment. Be wary of websites and apps claiming to track COVID-19 cases worldwide. Criminals are using malicious websites to infect and lock devices until payment is received. Look out for phishing emails asking you to verify your personal information in order to receive an economic stimulus check from the government. While talks of economic stimulus checks have been in the news cycle, government agencies are not sending unsolicited emails seeking your private information in order to send you money. You can get plenty more information about scamming on tartalk.com.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Do check out some of our other programs, Connections, which airs Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m., and North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. It is Wednesday, April Fool's Day. Be safe in so many different ways. This is North Shore Today.